From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. The makers of the vaccine for swine flu are being taken to task for giving an overly rosy assessment of their ability to produce enough vaccine for everyone who wants it. Making the rounds of the network morning news programs, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius said officials now have about 16.5 million doses of vaccine, well below what's needed, but she said it is being produced as quickly as possible. And appearing on NBC Today, she called on people to get vaccinated once adequate supplies of vaccine are on hand.
We're hoping that with an effective vaccine, getting information out to people, we're going to minimize that harm and that impact on the American public. And that's why the president wanted us to act quickly.
Swine flu has spread rapidly. So far, roughly 1,000 people have died, while tens of thousands of others have contracted the virus. A 19-year-old Jordanian accused of trying to blow up a Dallas skyscraper with what he thought was a car bomb pleaded not guilty in a Texas federal court today. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
A grand jury indicted Hossam Samadi for allegedly attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction against a U.S. target and planning to bomb a public place. Samadi was arrested last month after he allegedly drove what he thought was a car bomb into the basement parking garage of a skyscraper in Dallas. Samadi allegedly thought he was working with some low-ranking Al-Qaeda operatives, when in actual fact, they were undercover FBI agents. The FBI says agents found Samadi in an internet chat room where he was allegedly looking for people to help him launch a violent attack against the U.S. The FBI agents provided the young Jordanian with both the car and what he thought were explosives. When he dialed a cell phone number he thought would detonate the device, he was actually calling a local FBI office. He was arrested a short time later. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Jury selection is underway in the first trial of 12 men from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 38-year-old Raymond Jessup faces up to 20 years if convicted with sexual assault of a child. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
The sexual assault charges involve a 16-year-old girl who became pregnant and struggled giving birth for several days in 2005. After days of fruitless labor, the girl's alleged husband, Raymond Jessup, approached Warren Jeffs, the leader of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, seeking his advice. Jeffs wrote in his journal, "If she went to the hospital, they could put Raymond Jessup in jeopardy of prosecution, as the government is looking for any reason to come against us here." Jeffs is in prison after being convicted as an accomplice to rape in another case in Utah. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 104 points to close at 9,867. That was a decline of more than 1%. The Nasdaq lost 12 points. The S&P 500 also fell 12 points today. This is NPR News. Hospital officials are now saying that 24 children were among the dead in that massive suicide bombing in Baghdad over the weekend. An official at the hospital where the children's bodies were taken says they were on a bus leaving a daycare center next to the Justice Ministry when the attack took place. The bus driver was also killed. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility in the attacks, which are believed to have involved a minivan and a water tanker loaded with explosives. A total of at least 155 people died in the attacks. Preparations are underway at Florida's Kennedy Space Center for the first test of the rocket NASA wants to use to send astronauts back to the moon. Weather is the biggest concern for Tuesday's unmanned launch, but the long-term future of NASA's human spaceflight program is much more uncertain. From member station WMFE, Drew Smeltzer reports.
NASA says there's a 60% chance the Ares 1X test flight could be delayed because of clouds in the forecast for Kennedy Space Center. Weather officer Kathy Winters says the agency has stricter rules for this flight than for space shuttle missions.
High clouds would normally not be an issue for a shuttle launch, but for an Ares 1X launch, we would not be able to punch through those high clouds. The discharging could cause static and communication issues with the vehicle.
In other words, the rocket might not be able to exchange data with technicians on the ground. NASA managers say they'll put protective coatings on the final version of the rocket that should eliminate that concern. But there are questions about whether that rocket will ever be built. Last week, a presidential commission submitted a report to the White House that was highly critical of the Ares plan. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
Crude oil futures ended the session lower. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was down $1.82 a barrel to end the session at $78.68 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.